$37,654, but the old was $34,596.
Okay, I apologize, that's what's on her book.
It's been remodeled, so it's been improved.
Yeah. All of these that we're doing now are what we used to do as a stack, approved them as presented by the assessor's office. Not I wanted to get them in so we didn't have to, so we could get done with BOE. So these are all ones that Kenny or one of the office staff has worked through. So if, whatever, how you want to make the motion.
So you're asking them to raise it?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
I go. It's, are these, when they're making the improvement, until they finish it or move in, can it be done? I mean, I don't
it's
know.
An occupancy thing. You all voted to make this occupancy county, so therefore it doesn't go from January 1 to January 1 anymore.
Right.
So, yes, they happens to be my father-in-law, so I know when he moved in, so that's why it's here.
And he's got, you may not be able to see it, Danny, but he's got the occupancy date on the work card there.
Yeah, 7/1/16. And remember, we used to, even after the tax books are closed between now and December, if the assessor finds property that's been occupied since January 1,
yeah,
bring it to the commission and we'll
right.
add it on.
Yeah. There's just been some changes that I sometimes get confused with. Kenny, and I guess you've got a good relationship with your father-in-law.
I hope so. It's right across the road from
changing
me.
This in the middle of the street.
Got a motion to increase the value of $67,654.
Second.
I mean, do we have
I thought you said we had a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, your next one's I have 166.
That's probably the one.
Y'all got a number up here for you. Y'all don't, this is it right in front of you. There was a mobile home we had on the property that was on at personal property. That sound right?
Yes, sir.
So it's lowering at like $1,000, if I remember right. Going from like $31,000 to $30,000 assessed value. Yep, $31,270 down to $30,000. Whatever, 410.
I'm showing that total appraise of 103,000. Oh, you're talking assessed, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Wes has got it highlighted there, Kenny does, or somebody. Shows you where the mobile home was taken off. Again, if the book wasn't closed, we could do that ourselves.
It's already on. That's the personal property number that it was on.
Yeah. That's the small number down there is the personal property where they're paying taxes on.
So what do you want the value set at?
30,410. That's assessed.
$99,459
is appraised.
$99,459?
Yes, ma'am.
Do I have a motion to set that value?
I'll make a motion to set the value at the appraised value at $99,459. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, on this one.
Could you give us the old one there, Wes?
The old is $85,184.
You know
anything about this? And the new one is $85,400.
Tell me you know something about that.
I don't have any comments on it.
No, I don't.
That $85,000, what do you? You and, is that where Roger lives?
No. I had that condo down on the bottom, yes, I think so.
That ain't
where.
That ain't where close to reasonable as far as what you think they're doing out there?
I don't know exactly what it's saying.
Sure.
I don't think that did my hand right.
Unit 1, number 62.
Hey, Roger, if you're out there listening, could you come down for a minute, please?
No, we've got 10 of these that we're supposed to have done between 10:45 and 11.
Yeah. Yeah. What's
a bunch of empires.
And they're all being presented by the assessor.
There's five from Empire District Electric. They sent us a notice after the book was closed with corrections, and that's what those five corrections are.
They're all exemptions?
No, they're different codes, values that they presented.
What's
162, 161, 162.
That was about, there's a little difference there from 85 to 64.
No, I looked at the notes and on the next page and I don't see nothing. Human pool card.
That's what it's got wrote on, but it's got wrote, isn't it an exemption that they're wanting?
Something you've done.
Well, says tax code change on my notes, but the new document is saying it has the same tax code. So I'm not sure it has a different value.
We can get you all the information, but it will take you some time. But they send us a form and report what their values and different things, tax codes and all that, after they did it. And we send in the documents to the state.
These tax codes haven't changed.
Well, it may be a value change. I don't know.
From
one parcel to another parcel.
It had to do with that. Is that the one that I talked to?
Which one are we?
It has to do with the CWIP. They want their construction new in progress.
Are we on the Empire properties, or are we on the property you guys are talking about?
Empire. We're talking about Empire.
So we've moved on.
Yeah. Empire went here. The old card says $43,083.
Yeah. I guess we've got two of them.
And it's going to $65,603. So it's increasing in value.
CWIP is construction work in progress, and they have to report the work they're doing. If you remember back three years ago, we had an issue because it didn't get turned in time. And anyway, construction work in progress. So they start putting in more lines, electric line or gas line if it's a gas company, and they have to report that. It goes on as personal property to start with, I believe, and then after it's done, it changes over to real estate. It's a bit of a challenge for the assessor's office.
These are all commercial, Chuck.
Yep. So these are real estate numbers, so I'm thinking that it is personal property, the construction work in progress that was on personal property that's been transferred to real estate. Do you remember, Ken?
I just do what he tells me to do. So.
Jim Kyle with the State Tax Commission comes in and goes through all those documents and puts it all together.
So what are we asking to have done here?
I would suggest that you make a motion to approve the changes to Empire Electric.
For 161 through 165 as presented by the assessor.
Nothing's really been...
Some of them have been raised.
Yes, some of them have been raised and some of them will go again.
But...
I guess the problem I have with it is it's not really been presented to us other than this is what Jim Kyle told us, which is...
Well, what it is Empire sent a new letter, and they wanted it broke out to different taxing districts.
Okay.
So, say that it was all in Forsyth, in city, then we had to break out part of it to Forsyth County.
Okay.
Branson, same way, Hollister...
Into the different
That's what it is.
None of these are tax code changes.
None of them are tax code changes. All it is a value was moved. It's the same value that Empire sent you, us, whoever. It just,
so
they wanted it busted out to like Forsyth, outside the city, Forsyth. So therefore you'll have one parcel that's going to go up that's probably going to be outside the city. One parcel inside the city that's going to drop a little.
I know what Kenny's talking about now because I did get the change order because I've already had to report this to the State Tax Commission. And so the total valuation of all of these
is
going to add up to be the same. Okay. They're just going back and forth between Branson, Forsyth, not in the city, back and forth like that. The total value of Columns. I remember the sheet now that you explained that.
So it works like when you split property from another property.
Well, but now the problem is it...
The State Tax Commission comes in for a trial. The State Tax Commission comes in and appraises these for the assessor's office. He doesn't do this.
Do we have anything from Jim Kyle saying... Do we have anything with his signature, his stamp, or his approval on it? Is that possible to get before we vote on it?
Probably not.
No. His check is the one that has to sign off on the changes. He has to allow the changes.
Brandon, I've questioned other counties close to us on this because I have not been comfortable. This is the way it was done when I got here. Jim Kyle comes in, goes through it, sign it. Used to be James signing it, now it's me signing it. And I called, may have been from this particular issue, and asked another county about it. So that's what I do. I'm not satisfied with it. My plan is, in going forward, that I can answer your question, but I can't answer.
So ultimately, we can deny, then they can take it to State Tax Commission, then Jim Kyle can present it to them, and then they can...
You could, but I would suggest that you approve it. The monkey, I believe, is on my back. It's not on your back. You're approving what I've brought you, but you can do what you want.